the same unpleasant feeling. Nobody likes, and you do not like, so the other person does not like either. By understanding this, you can feel, you can be friendly to that person because you understand exactly what people are the same all over the world, including you. But it doesn't mean that you better have metta to yourself first. Otherwise, I have metta to myself more and more. First.
When you pervade metta, pervade.
When you try to metta yourself, what do you mean?
Not self. Even not talking of self.
I see.
Even not talking of self, but others. Metta to others. A lot of people, most people, regard it as almost like a form of psychic lightning. I can think of some sick person in America who I'm very fond of, and I can sit and send metta, and somehow.
To whom? How can they know?
How can they get? It's just so very common, even in Theravada. I mean, even bhikkhus teach it.
But when you feel friendly, the other would understand you better, and they will be friendly as well.
Yeah. Okay. I wasn't into this psychic lightning, but it would have been good if it was true.
But it's in Visuddhimagga first. First, they say, the Visuddhimagga says to yourself, but then it explains further in another paragraph. It means making yourself an example, like Hun Sutjen says, like you
is,
like to feel, the others are the same.
But I think the point...
And it helps.
I think the point is, Christine feels, for example, when one's had a difficult time and there's no one else to look after one, that basically one prefers the theory of having metta to oneself, and so one prefers to hear what other people say because one feels one needs some loving kindness, and if no one else is going to give it, one better give it to oneself.
Yes.
You have it all day. You have it all day. Metta to yourself all day.
I knew that was the explanation. I'm hoping there was a loophole.
Can you come back with more of your arguments, because
especially the persons who help in the house, some will have metta and some will not have metta. But by knowing, they would be very happy if you speak nicely. Then you speak nicely with metta. But when you forget, and many people might treat them differently, not as friend. So it's not with metta. It doesn't mean that I must have metta to myself first, and then I'll do or speak to the other. It's not like that. But it's the understanding about people, human being or creatures, have the same kind of like or dislike.
I guess it's just another thing, like, hoping you can pervade metta to yourself. I think it's just another thing, like, hoping you can do, create calmness, and it's the same.
So the question I asked on the list, why do you want to have metta to yourself? The answer is attachment.
No understanding.
That's true.
So whatever is written, one should understand, because Buddha was so wise that he explained Dhamma in different ways. So we have to understand all. That is Nirutti Patisambhida. Not just understand Pali, but understand the meaning, the reality, which he explained in different ways.
You know, it is a worry, even though we live at this time and we are really fortunate to have access to the Dhamma and we're in human form and we can understand and all of those things, there is an awful lot of wrong stuff out there, even by people that you would think would
should
be.
Know
them. But the bhikkhus, the really, really, really important ones that everyone respects in the world, you'd think you could just rely on them,
But this time is the time for declination of the teachings. So we must be so very careful. Just depend on the teachings, not anybody at all. Just depend on the teachings.
And when we say Sangham Saranam Gacchami, that's not individual monks. Mm-hmm.
that's about the order, that's about the going forth, the Aryan ones.
I think Christine perhaps also feels that it's difficult if one has high regard for a monk or monks, and they have maybe helped one a lot and taught so much that is useful or translated excellent books, and then is, you know, and most of it, everything seems correct. So it's very difficult to not have confidence that anything they say is right.
Yes, it is. I do recall having a correspondence with one extremely impressive monk who I really highly respect, who's a famous Pali scholar and translator, who said, meditate.
And have metta to oneself.
What is it? Please explain more.
A person, a very cultivated, refined, erudite.
Metta to oneself. So,
you know what is written in Tipitaka, that what will decline first?
Abhidhamma.
Pativeta and Patipatti and Pariyatti. Many people can understand Pariyatti, but not the Patibatti. So there is no Pativeta.
Pariyatti,
and Pativeda. Without the right understanding of the Pariyatti, there is no Patipatti. And when there is no Patipatti, no Pativeda.
I think it's very difficult if one does have very high regard for someone who seems to live an exemplary life, as opposed to this rat bag of people who appreciate the value of understanding, who, you know, maybe don't lead exemplary ragtag mob, who perhaps don't lead exemplary lives. And then one has this bhikkhu who leads an exemplary life and who understands far more Pali and far more knowledgeable, and most of what he says is right. So it's very difficult to dismiss those aspects where it doesn't seem correct.
Should be to the person who understand the teachings and Vinaya, both. So we can see that if that person doesn't have Dhamma, they does not respect Vinaya. So Vinaya can tell whether he is the bhikkhu in the Buddha's time or bhikkhu in this deteriorate time.
You mean by that? Vinaya can tell?
For example, receive money.
I see.
Yeah.
On the decline of the sasana, Christine raised one other question, which actually Nina replied, but perhaps you can say more about, and Nina can help because I can't say it much, but on the conditions for the decline of the sasana, one is one dwells without reverence for concentration and the eight attainments.
That's in a sutta, right?
Yes.
Eight attainment?
The rupa jhana and arupa jhana.
The first 1,000 year, the 2,000 year, yes. And the 3,000 year.
So now there is no more
arahata.
No anagami?
It can be, but if there is no right path, even sotapanna, see? We don't have to talk about the anagami.
And jhana, rupa jhana, arupa jhana.
Much more difficult because of meditation. They just use the term meditation when it's not meditation.
No understanding what samadhi is.
Very hard. Rupa jhana, arupa jhana.
Even the first stage of jhana.
Yeah, can be the wrong jhana.
Without understanding, it's impossible. It's only attachment, and it says that the wrong path is the lopa mula citta, with wrong view, wrong understanding.
No understanding that concentration can be kusala or akusala, and what is the difference between a moment of kusala concentration and what is a moment of akusala concentration. Mm.
So this text refers to already declining. It's already declining.
Just going back to metta again, you know, I mean, it is quite a, the metta meditation. Really, that's about, well, when it's done properly, what it is the understanding at the conceptual level about, you know, that no being likes to be in pain, and that people like pleasant feeling rather than unpleasant feeling. So that then may be conditions for when I meet somebody to have metta, to actually develop metta. Is that right?
Because when we use the term metta develops,
yes,
it means that any time when you meet anyone. Someone told me about a monk who appreciates very much the development of metta. He developed it half a day, and when he came out from his room, he got angry.
Yes. Yes.
Because someone would like to see him. So what's the meaning of developing metta?
Yes. So you can sit in
just
meditation.
Sit and recite.
It's easy to feel kindly when there's no one around. To others. The real test is when you're in the presence of other people.
Exactly.
And in our normal day, we are people are the object of our consciousness for most of the day. Is it kusala or is it akusala most of the time? I mean, there's a lot of being at a low level of being exasperated with other people.
Or being attached to other people, but in this case.
Because
in some, you know, that there's the two. I mean, you know, seeing other people and in inverted commas, radiating metta. In fact, you look at them and you like what you see, or you remember, well, if you remember their good deeds.
Let me think. How can I phrase that? How could that happen? And
you're thinking about the others, right? Not about the citta here, whether it's kusala or akusala.
Well, also you could say one is trying to work out the story. I mean, one can have compassion for another person's suffering, but that's one thing. But to go on and beyond that, as it were.
I guess maybe it's a misunderstanding of karma in Vipaka, thinking that's sort of the universal scales of justice almost, and it's probably
consciousness has been around forever, and so this particular life, it's just a drop in the ocean of the lives that stream of consciousness picks up. Do you know what I mean? And I think that's how I cope with small ones being really, really sick. It's just another.
It's innocence, as it were. I'm sure this is an important factor for you. It's innocence is really only very momentary. If you look at the. I mean, you said it's probably a misunderstanding of Kama and Vipaka. I mean, we all have the same tendency to view a lifetime as a renewal, a new. And we don't have a clear understanding.
Well, I do have a comment for this one when she said that, 9 months old, got the sexual abuses or so. And she said, where's the fear? And give resolve. It can come back and give resolve in many, many ways, Like 9 months old, get sexual abuses. So karma is fairness.
So therefore, if karma is fairness and we all receive what we've given out,
we committed.
What we've committed. Mm-hmm. What is the point of doing anything you?
I think part of this is.
Mm-hmm. Also, I think the idea of engaged Buddhism is an odd one. I think one can say perform more kusala. Giving to other people is a form of kusala. One doesn't have to think of it as engaged Buddhism.
Okay.
That's just dana.
So it's an instant of dana or sila.
But people are inclined to help in different ways. Some see help, welfare, as a good way of helping. That's fine. And others have other ways of kusala too. But we know that the greatest level of kusala is understanding.
Dhammadana.
Helping them. What's the point of giving them mm-hmm. better welfare yeah. or changing welfare? Because it's whatever in store for them should happen to them anyway.
Yes.
Why are we helping them?
Yeah. But shall we clarify what is engaged Buddhist and just only Buddhist?
Well, it's just...
it seems yeah. like Buddhist doesn't have anything to do with developing kusala deeds at all.
Right.
So, yeah. What's the difference?
That's true.
It sounds like mana.
I'd like to hear more about that, because this is also Lodwek's point, you see.
I would like to know the difference between the engaged Buddhist and just Buddhist.
I think engaged Buddhists see themselves as actively working.
See? Yeah.
All right.
See? Does Buddhist not help anyone at all?
Yeah.
See?
You mean it's mana because they see themselves as...
There's a lot of them getting together and organized.
Not necessarily.
In the name of Buddhism.
Yeah.
See?
Okay.
Why not
just kusala?
Uh-huh. Yeah. It sounds like Buddhist doesn't do any help at all. And that is wrong.
I would like to ask her question. I would like you to answer her question. Since she said that if the poor people or people who are suffer... Is where there we baga anyway? Is there we baga?
Anatha Bindika Sethi, didn't he help?
He helped, but she wants to know if it's what if it were in store for them anyway. If it were there we baga anyway.
There is no poor people right
them?
Now. Mm. When that now there's no poor people. There but when time problem. Comes to see one. Does kusala citta arise and help? It depends. Yeah. No need to talk and talk, but when time comes, we don't know what would happen.
I'm really relating to... Yeah, it is. It's your moment by moment. It seems to me it's pointless to say what to do. They should be doing this. They should be doing that. It's here. Whenever the situation arises... Whenever the situation arises where you can help,
kusala citta.
And don't worry about what the others do, how the others are. But at that moment, that's...
But I understand that, I think. What about compassion? One can't just... allow if there's a possibility of one relieving some
now or when
that's it
now and when there is the situation, do we have to talk about first?
You want to be organized to gather everyone else in because they should be helping
plan for having kusala.
Right. So in other words, then one's more concerned about the others' lack of kusala than with one's own kusala. I like Nina's expression, mind one's own kusala. Not try to control the world or organize others. Because
but sometimes it needs more than one to help and change and improve.
But it's still
develop kusala and then kusala citta arises and then
it's helpful.
Yeah.
There's no need for a team to do kusala.
but you achieve better results.
Well, that's thinking in terms of changing the world.
Yes.
Which is a lost cause.